Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel. Approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, it's spring at God's Tabernacle in the Garden.
Yes, sir. Roy, it is. It's getting beautiful up there, more beautiful every day. The wildflowers are blooming. The trees are turning all green, and butterflies are flying around, so it's a great time to be up
there.
Nice
time to be in the Hill Country, and specifically in Kerrville.
Yeah, we need to thank some of the people that have made that possible. Of course, God made all the butterflies and the flowers and stuff, but he had help with some people here. We have Billy Long, Gardens at the Ridge Landscaping. They've been donating their services and they're in San Antonio and also in Kerrville. And AAA Landscaping out of San Antonio, and they've been donating their services. And then we've had Kathy Lyles, who is a trustee on the board, and she's just an incredible lady, and she's been...
Is that the one from Fredericksburg?
Yeah, and she's an expert.
She's up there all the time.
Native plant lady, and God sent her to us, and she just puts in lots of hours and really takes care of God's... if it's green, she
it's
loves
a sight,
you. If you're
besides,
a weed, you better watch out.
Besides
she's coming
the cross
for you.
And the statues, it's a sight just to see all the landscaping.
Sure, no, and it is.
And it's very professionally done.
Right, no, it is. It's beautiful, and it makes the garden a garden. It's on top of that hill. It's kind of an oasis. And then we have Randy Reed and Buddy Bell that are working part-time at the garden and donating time, too. And they help us. So just a lot of people make it beautiful, and we just thank God for them.
Well, Max, every week we have something called the Miracle of the Week, if you would share that with us this week.
Yeah, Roy, I thought we might just take a minute to remember an incredible miracle that was a person that God made that we lost here in February on the 21st, 2018, Dr. Billy Graham.
And, yeah, if there was ever a miracle, he was the
miracle.
You
know, and I mean, and he lived it till age 99. He walked the talk. And just was an incredible example to all of us. And We know he's up there with his wife now. But for those that don't know, and apparently there are a lot in this new generation that don't even know who he is, but he was a man in about the World War II time period that became an evangelist and started speaking and telling people about Jesus. He was bold as a lion. And during his life, he spoke to hundreds of thousands, even millions, influenced millions of people, shared the basic gospel over and over and over, but he did it in a powerful way, so much so that all the presidents during his lifetime wanted to be around him, right, and to get his prayers. And so we just thank God for Billy Graham, for the family, and for all the people that he's touched. Because what happens is when we share what we have to share about Jesus, Jesus goes on, and they can forget us.
He would be the first one to tell you that.
Yeah, they can forget us. I remember the day that he died, I happened to go into Tractor Supply there in Kerrville. He just died, and it was on the national news. And I said to the young lady clerk, I said, Billy Graham just died. She said, who? And I said, Billy Graham. She said, who? And I said, the greatest evangelist, modern evangelist that ever lived. And I said, you don't know him? She said, no. And I said, well, look, young lady, do you know Jesus? She says, oh, yes, sir, I love Jesus. I said, good, that's the only name you really got to remember. So you don't have to remember our names, but you got to remember the name of Jesus.
You've met him before, haven't you?
I didn't get to meet him. He got my piece of art. He has a divine servant. I have met his son, Franklin, many times, but I never got to meet Billy personally, but he was presented one of my small divine servant bronze sculptures years ago by a Christianity Today magazine.
Well, let's talk about our special guest of the week, Sydney Courtney. Max, if you would introduce her for us.
Okay. Well, Cindy is an amazing lady, and we sat next to her in church, and just her and her husband, and we just sensed the presence of God on her, and that there was a story there, and so we actually kind of got to know each other a little bit at church, but then we found out how that the Holy Spirit had touched her life through the garden, and she didn't even know we were involved in the garden, but that there was an incredible testimony that we learned of, but that she's one of these people that we'll hear, she's going to share for several shows. Incredible, wonderful things have happened, just miraculous, life-changing things. At the cross and in her life, but before that, she's going to share the testimony that where things weren't good and that there were a lot of things that went wrong in her life, but it's going to be one of those stories that Jesus is famous for, is redemption stories of taking somebody that's been hurt and wounded and beaten down and making them come alive and restarted, refired, renewed. And now she's a beautiful testimony for Jesus Christ, and we're just grateful that God happened to use the garden and the cross in part of that transformation. So we're just so happy to have Cindy here with us today.
Well, Cindy Courtney, welcome. Good to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you, and thank you to Jesus for having me here. I feel very blessed. And what brought me to the cross was I was new to Kerrville, and I visited it. And after that, I found a church, which was Impact. And like Max said, I didn't even know who he was, but I did volunteer. I wanted to volunteer one Easter at the cross. And that's where...
At the Easter event.
And it was very, very special. And I was one of the greeters there. I had a black jacket. I was very dressed up for Easter, and there was a moment there where I wanted to just go to the cross and pray by myself. And I was standing at the right side of the cross, had my hand on the cross, and I had my eyes closed. And as I was praying, these men came up to me, and later I found out they were
Messianic Jews.
Messianic
Jews that believe Jesus is the Messiah.
Yes, and one of them said to me, "Sister, do you see what's happening to you?" And I said, "No, what?" And he said, "Well, look down at your jacket." And I looked, and I said, "What is that?" And he said, "You don't know what that is?" And I said, "No." And he said, "It's the Shekinah glory."
You never heard that term before?
No, I had never heard of that term before.
Kind of makes you a believer real quick, doesn't
it? Yeah, let me take a moment to explain what she's saying. What's happened here? This is Easter morning, 2016, and Cindy came as a volunteer just to help. Mm-hmm. And we were doing the sunrise service, and she mm-hmm. goes and is drawn to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes into the cross, and she's just worshiping God by herself.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the rest of the people are overhearing us do the service, and you're over yeah. with Jesus on the cross.
Yeah.
And so she's praising God, and suddenly the glory of God, visible presence of God, starts forming on her face, her hair, her clothes, her hands.
Chills.
And it was just thousands of particles, sparkling particles
yes.
that looked like glitter.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the witnesses standing there watched her in the presence of God just sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what happened. And we have, just for the folks listening, wondering what in the heck is that? Sherry and I have had this manifestation going on since March 7th of 1999. And it's a real deal. We've had it tested at three different laboratories, including Texas A&M University, College of Geophysics and Geology, and all the scientists say it's an unknown element that's not known. It's not gold, silver, platinum, but it's a real deal. You can go to our website, you can go to the Coming King, but also the Griner website, maxgrinerart.com, and you can click on the Shekinah Glory, and you can see electron microscope pictures and analysis of it. But it's quite an amazing phenomena, and it's been happening throughout the history of the world. You can read it in the Bible, but it's happening now today, and it happens to a lot of people that go up to the cross, whether they know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was happening to Cindy.
Yes, and then because of that, there was a group of them, I would say like 12, and they asked if I would join them in prayer. And we did, and they were speaking in their language. And it seemed like I started speaking, or I understood
yeah.
them.
You did? Okay, well, then that's interpretation of
yeah.
tongues is what that is.
And
you're able to interpret. That's a gift.
The Shekinah glory, to me, I had pieces that looked like gold chunks, and I literally put them inside my badge. And after that day, I received this anointing where I was able to pray with people. They were actually coming up to me because of the Shekinah glory all over me. And I just got chills right now, just feeling it all over again.
And that was a new experience for you.
Oh my gosh, yes. It was so beautiful. It was words.
And all this was totally unexpected.
Totally unexpected. I just couldn't imagine even experiencing what I experienced that Easter. And I have been blessed, and I have been going back to the cross, and I have experienced again the Shekinah glory, even inside church. Max came up to me and said, "You have it all over you today in church." So it's a blessing that comes from the cross, and I have received it. And since then, my life has really changed. And, I just want to talk about the positive right now.
All right. Well, tell us about your family, your husband, Preston.
I've been married for 8 years with Preston. He is a disabled veteran from Vietnam Navy. I have my own kids. He has kids, and together we've been going to Impact Church, and we've been.
And that's where you met?
No.
Met them?
No.
You met the Criners.
Yes, and I met
Max and Sherry.
Yes, I did. And I was drawn just to sit where I was sitting. I sit at the left side of the church in front. And I don't know why, but I was attracted to Max and Sherry for some reason. And the pastor, they're just the whole connection.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Max and Sherry were a little weird when you first met them?
No, I thought they were kind of angelic, and I wanted to just be more like them. They just had this beautiful aura around them, like a light that was just beaming, and I want to be a part of that.
Max, what was your first feelings when you met Cindy?
Oh, well, I just, you know, it's always fun to find people that have had an encounter with God from the garden, because this is what he called Sherry and me to do with the friends and the supporters. And, you know, what you give to Jesus, you hope it bears fruit, right? I mean, and when you meet people that they've been blessed by the fruit, by going up there to that cross in that garden, it just was, you know, rewarding to us to know that God is using what we've given him. And it's like our little fishes and loaves. We gave that to Jesus, and now he's using it to bless thousands of people. And this testimony that Cindy just shared about Easter, that morning when we saw her, they brought her over to me, and I was still speaking at the platform on the sunrise service. And I told them, I said, everybody, look at this lady. She's sparkling. She's covered in the glory of God, you know. And it was a sign and wonder that was witnessed by hundreds of people that morning, Roy.
Well, Cindy, the bottom line is, how has this changed your life?
All the way, 360, all a complete turn. I'm totally a different person. What I experienced, it was so beautiful. Like, why wouldn't I want that? And I want more. I just want to get to know God more and more. It's so beautiful.
Great. We're going to have Cindy back more, Max, here in the next few weeks, aren't we?
Yes, sir. We are, because it's the best is yet to come.
People are listening right now, and they want to know more about the cross. How do they do that?
Just thecomingkingfoundation.org. Go to that website. It's got lots of stuff, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And everybody's welcome. It's free, open 365 days a year.
Sherry and Max Griner and Cindy Courtney, thanks for being with us.
Here's Sherry Griner with our visitor's comment this week.
Welcome back for some more visitor comments. I'm glad to have you back with us today. The first one comes from Nancy S2 from TripAdvisor. And Nancy says, interesting place to visit. It was a cold and windy day when I visited the Coming King Cross, so I didn't get to stay too long. The different stations around the cross were very worshipful. It can be seen from all over Kerrville. I want to go back when the weather is a little bit warmer. And yes, if you go in the winter, you better bring your coat because it's windy up there, but it's also magical and beautiful. Okay, Debbie Cawthorn from Kerrville, Texas. Debbie says, I absolutely love seeing the cross on the hillside. Not only is it aesthetically pleasing, it is very comforting to have a constant reminder that God is in control. Thanks for your continuing dedication to this project. Debbie Cawthorn. The next one that was sent in says, I love the empty cross and hope that it saves millions of souls and families. Thank you for building the greatest monumental and symbolic art sculpture this world will ever be blessed with. Amen. And so thank you, Johnny Ray Garcia from San Antonio, Texas. It was a very kind comment. Jim and Tina Spear left a message and said, beautiful and peaceful. Thank you. We like to stop by when driving through Kerrville. Magnificent, tremendous, just tremendous. I am for the cross like many more like it. This was from Chris Daniel, trustee of the Ray C. Fish Foundation, Harper, Texas. And Belinda Lopez from San Antonio says, thank you, Roz Bell. God bless you always and your amazing husband. And I'm afraid I'm all out for this week, but I will be back next week. Please tune in again.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org.
This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.